end up, we might be sitting on a gold mine.
Soylent Green Energy is making its IPO tomorrow with record numbers. It seems that this company has found the perfect fuel source.
Everywhere it goes, it seems to be making tons of money, and people are just going crazy over Soylent Green Energy. Everywhere, it seems like people are just dropping like flies for this amazing, amazing energy source.
As an exclusive to everyone watching XCNBC right now, we go live to the Chief Financial Officer at Soylent Green Energy.
Well, thanks for having me on. You know, people are just dying to get our products, and we're more than happy to provide it, and we're really excited to issue our IPO.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 CITR Vancouver. This is Progression. I'm your host, Ben Life. And I'm going to play some post-rock songs for you today, and I hope you like them as much as I do. What else is there to say? So we, broadcast at this time, Wednesdays 3 to 4, and I've really enjoyed doing this. It's been a real pleasure, but the summer's coming up, and that means that I migrate with the birds back to Victoria, where I live. And so this is actually going to be my second last show, which is sad for sure, but I'll definitely be back in the winter, in the fall, in September, whenever school starts. I'll be back here again, bringing you the sweet, sweet sounds of post-rock. So I would like to start today's show off with a song by a band that I absolutely love. The band is God is an Astronaut, and they're just a real pleasure. They're from Ireland. And they're just great. They're great, and I could tell you how much I love them 100 ways, but I think it's better for me to just play them for you, and you can make your mind up yourself. This is by God is an Astronaut, obviously. This song is Zodiac, and the album is God is an Astronaut, self-titled album. So I hope you like it.
We'll be right back.
That was Zodiac by God is an Astronaut. And I really recommend you check out more of God is an Astronaut, because there are songs like that, and that's great. Where else on the radio are you going to hear a song like that? Probably not other, like, not the beat or what else. I'm not going to fly chirps at other radio stations, but you can't find that stuff for sure. That's CITR, because we do alternative broadcasting, and that's alternative music. And I'm really excited that I have the opportunity to do it. And another one of the things that I'm really passionate about is hard-hitting journalism. I like to ask the big questions, and I like to try and find out what's really going on. And so I've been doing some surveys lately on whether people pee in the shower. Like, I just ask my friends, I'm like, so, do you pee in the shower? Because I didn't know. Did you guys know this is a normal thing that people do? People do this normally. Like, that totally blew me away. Absolutely blew me away. And that's not to say, I'm not going to judge you if you guys pee in the shower, but that's a thing that way more people than I would have thought do. Or maybe I just have weird friends. But the thing that gets me more than anything is they try to tell me that it's ethically better. You save water. You save water. I think about how much water it takes when you flush the toilet. It just goes right down the drain. It's like they're comparing it to riding a bicycle. You know, I own a hybrid and I pee in the shower. Oh, great. You might as well be David Suzuki over here. Like, come on. It's still gross. It's still really gross. So I think it's worthwhile to ask people that you know and people that you care about if they pee in the shower, because you're going to be really surprised at how normal it is. I can't even get over it, but hard-hitting journalism, asking the hard questions. So this next song I'm going to play is by a band called Toei. I've played them before. It's spelled T-O-E, like toe, but it's Japanese, so it's Toei. Which you'd think would be a Canadian thing to do, to toss the A on, but it's Japanese. So this song is Long Tomorrow, and the album is For Long Tomorrow. So I hope you like it. Thank you. That was Toei, For Long Tomorrow. Or the album was For Long Tomorrow. The song is Long Tomorrow. And during that interval, I was doing some Googling, as that's the extent of my research and how much I care about the issue of peeing in the shower. But it turns out, and you're not going to believe this because this is just the weirdest thing, Kelly Clarkson openly admits to peeing in the shower. She's like this like B-list singer openly admits to peeing. In what conversation would that come up in? Although I guess I can't really say that because I'm having that conversation now. I can't get behind it. I don't know. Maybe I was raised on the other side of the fence or something. But Kelly Clarkson, she pees in the shower. So that's probably way more than you ever wanted to know about Kelly Clarkson. And I promise now, I'm probably not going to keep it, though. I'll try not to talk about peeing in the shower for the rest of the show, but it's kind of blowing my mind right now. Yeah, I don't know. This is just shaking the ground around me. So let's move on to our next song that I can't... Okay, so yeah, I can't actually say this on the radio because it's pretty... It's an edgy title. Oh, yeah. Content warning, parental advisory for the next song. There is swearing in it, just so that you are aware. It's pretty hard to hear, and it took me like a couple listens to find it. But if you listen really closely, there, it's definitely there. So either don't listen closely and enjoy it anyway, or listen closely and be aware. But don't change the channel. You wouldn't do that. Do they have channels on radio? I guess frequency. Probably frequency. I think that's it. Radio waves. Don't intercept someone else's radio waves. Stay here with me, where it's nice, and we talk about peeing in the shower and other highbrow things. This is Blank Off, Get Free for the Island of Montreal. That's the song, and it's by a band called the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra. They're from Quebec, as you can see from the For the Island of Montreal. And it's a long song, so buckle up, but I want to play it for a reason, because I think it's good, and I think it's got a neat message to it, whatever that message may be. I think it's neat. So let's hear what they have to say and play.
Because we love each other.
Stifled and entitled. Yeah. Keener's Car Wash is the first social enterprise delivering environmentally friendly mobile car washing in Canada, with all proceeds going towards homeless youth programs. Have your car cleaned inside Thunderbird Parkade every Tuesday and Thursday from 10 to 3. Book online at keenerscarwash.ca.
Cool. So I hope you guys liked that song, and I hope you stuck around for the whole song, because I know it was long. But there's something beautiful about that song in its cacophony. Ooh, I'm getting a caller. I'm getting a caller, so I'm going to throw on the next song, and I hope you like it. It's by Simple Is Good. They're Russian. The song name is Russian. I don't know what it means, so we'll find out together.
Thank you.
Dat organ. Dat organ. I think it was an organ. It could have been a piano. I don't really know. So anyway, so that I couldn't pronounce to you the band is Simple as Good, but I couldn't do the song or the album because frankly, I wouldn't know where to begin with Russian. The first letter of the song name is a backwards R. And I don't think it's Russian for Toys R Us. But it was okay. It's okay. I didn't panic. I went to Google Translate, which is how I got through French 12, and punched in I just copied the song name in. And so that song is called I Know Your Name, which is a beautiful name for a song. And now I know its name too. I wonder if it knows my name. God, that would be scary. Anyway, the album is The De Broglia. Broglia, and I hope that means more to you than it does to me, because it doesn't mean much to me. Google Translate's pretty good, though. I think it's pretty amazing where we are in the world, where we have all of these different languages, but we can break down cultural barriers with Google Translate, and also Google's going to take over the world. They're making cars that drive themselves. Is anyone else a little worried about Skynet? And I mean, maybe not Skynet in particular, because Arnold Schwarzenegger is getting a little old, but I still think that maybe cars shouldn't drive themselves. I don't know. And Google Glass. Google Glass is like the new version of those in-ear phones, the Bluetooth head earpieces or whatever, that are just like, it's hard to look cool and not be a jerk wearing those. Unless you wear them, then it looks good on you. But Google Glass, definitely, it's kind of, I think it's a little distracting. I think we have enough screens in front of our face without screens on our face that we use to see. Can you get Google Glass in prescription? Can you get transition Google Glass, transition lenses? That'd be cool. Or laser eye surgery Google Glass, where they surgerize Google Glass into your eyes. For those of you who don't know what Google Glass is, and to not offend you, but mighty big rock you've been living under, it's a product by Google where they're glasses that have like screens inset in them, and you can give commands and take photos and browse with them. But basically they're the wireless earpiece for your eyes nowadays. So anyway, that song, I Know Your Name, Simple as Good. That whole album, Simple as Good, is Name Your Price download off of their Bandcamp page. So that's cool. And I might post a link to it later on the Facebook page that I'm going to plug now, because I have 28 followers and that's really, really sad. And most of them are people that I have made like through blackmail and asking my friends politely, mostly that one. But so the show is Progression, and it's on CITR, so logically then I hope the Facebook page is Progression CITR 101.9 FM. I hope you can find it, and I hope that you want to, mostly, because I post the song lists and the podcasts that we do. So this is the penultimate broadcast, and when it comes up, the podcasts come up on Friday or something, when they come up, it'll be my penultimate podcast, and I say penultimate because I am leaving for the summer when school's out for the summer, and that's why I play music and don't make music. That's exactly why that is. This next song is by Fjord Rowboat. And fjord is one of the most fun words to say, by the way. The song is Carried Away, and the album is Saved the Compliments for Nothing. Saved the Compliments for Morning. My bad. It's my first day. Saved the Compliments for Morning. The song is Carried Away, the band is Fjord Rowboat, and I hope that is clear to you now. Thank you. That was Carried Away by Fjord Rowboat. And I was saying just before I stopped, jabbering and played that song, that I really like the word fjord, because the band is Fjord Rowboat. But I was thinking, in about as deep and contemplative as I can get, that my favorite word actually is haberdasher and haberdashery. They're kind of the same. They're different versions of the same word. But haberdasher is just fun to say. And it's a job, actually, the haberdasher job. I'm going to get this wrong. It's something to do with sewing, I want to say. I'll Google it for you, and I'll be back prepared when the song is done. God, I'm unprepared for these things. I mean, I'm sure that's what it sounds like, but I do spend a lot of time picking up the music and fitting it all together and picking songs that I really love that I think represent the post-rock genre as a whole, which is what I want to do. I want to give you guys an intro to all kinds of post-rock. So that last one was a bit more on the indie side of post-rock, which is good. I really like that song. And then we had the Silver Mount Zion, which is like more experimental, more orchestral, still cool. And I've been playing a lot of shoegaze and instrumental stuff, which is the kind of... That was God as an Astronaut. That was Simple as Good. And there's just... It's such a diverse genre, and it doesn't get enough attention. So I hope to give you guys some attention, or give it attention through you. This next song is by a band called Herskin from Victoriaville, which is in Quebec, and the song is Totem. Thank you.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Get a load of that. I bet you guys thought that in the middle of where it went really quiet and there was just piano that the song was over and you were like, what? The song's over. He's letting dead air play. How unprofessional. Well, I was actually furiously trying to make it louder, but the truth of the matter is it was very quiet because they have a dip there and then it hits the fan. It hits the fan and things get crazy and loud and explosive and emotional and powerful, and you can just feel it. I can feel it. I hope you can feel it. Are you feeling it with me? Do you feel it? Do you feel me? You feel me, bro? You feel me? So that was Totem by Herskin. The band is Herskin, it's one word. And they're hard to Google because every time I type it in, they correct it and put a space in it. And they're like, did you mean her skin? And I'm like, no, I didn't. I didn't mean that. Stay out of my life, Google. I know what I want. Oh, that reminds me. So I want to tell you guys a story that my friend Ian told me about a band. It's about a band. So the band is called Minus the Bear, and it's got a really funny band name, and I'll explain why. So I'll play one of their tracks sometime, but I don't have one prepared for today. But the reason that it's called Minus the Bear is one of the bandmates went out on a date, and the other guys in the band said, oh, how'd your date go? And he was like, you remember the 70s sitcom BJ and the Bear? Well, it was like that, minus the bear. And I think that's the greatest band name. And I hope that I can get away with saying that and the thought police don't come knocking down my door. But hopefully, if it offends you, then maybe it went over your head. Or if it didn't, come and yell at me. I love getting yelled at. It's happening a lot lately. I don't want to make it immediately heavy, but I'm having some issues with some friends of mine because I guess I hadn't really realized that if you don't put in the effort and the time to see some friends, then they're not going to reciprocate. And I think that's a valuable lesson that you should keep in mind and maybe think about if there's anyone that you need to call and say, hey, why don't we catch up? Because sometimes life happens and you don't get to see them, but it's good to let the people that you care about know you care about them. So call your mom, call your dad, call your weird Uncle Jim. I do have an Uncle Jim. and I should call him. He's lovely. Yeah, that's a story for another day. But definitely take the time to let people know that you care about them, because if you let a lot of time go by, then you might not be able to. Man, that got heavy. I should really follow up the BJ and the Bear thing. That should be the now. But that's a really, really huge non sequitur. There's no connection there at all. So I'm sorry about that, but also you're welcome, because maybe it's helpful. So what else is going on? What else is new? What's new with you? I don't really expect an answer, but you could answer. You could call. We do have a phone number, but it's kind of running out now. The number is 604-822-2487. So if you just want to chat, I've already fielded two calls today, which is like record-breaking number for me. People are listening. So that's good to get a reminder of. But I'm not worried about the popularity so much. I just want to share my love of music with you. And that's what I'm trying to do, and that's what I hope I'm getting across, because boy, I love music. I love it a lot. I spend more time in a day listening to music than I do not. And that's when I knew I needed to do radio, because it's just so beautiful and life enriching, and it can really make a bad day better. It's a good thing. And I hope I can share that with you. That's really all I want. So I am going to be sorry to leave, This is my second last show, the penultimate show. Gonna be sorry to leave, but then I'll be back again, so you won't have to wait super long. And all the shows get podcasted, so if you want to listen to this again, I listen to them again because I'm narcissistic, and also this is the kind of music that I love, so I'm gonna be listening to it anyway. So with that actually in mind, hi future Ben. That's gonna be weird. It's like a time capsule thing for me to deal with. Anyway, you can podcast the shows off CITR. I also post the podcasts on the Facebook page, which is Progression CITR 101.9 FM. And with that, I will thank you very much for tuning in. It's been a real pleasure. I'm telling you, this is the highlight of my week, and I hope that you have enjoyed the music and at least bared with my rants about peeing in the shower. And if you weren't there for that, you might want to check out the podcast, because I think peeing in the shower is kind of gross. Oh, I promised I wasn't going to talk about it. I'm so bad. Okay. I'm going to drop the mic and walk out. Thanks for listening. I'll be here next week. The next song I'm going to play is by a band called Azure Ray, and that rhymed, and that was pretty cool. And the song is No Signs of Pain. Up next is Snaeway Lith. Tune in for that. And thank you very much, and good afternoon, and enjoy the good weather.
How weightless they must be.